Day at that time. Here we are.
Good evening. This is the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service. Wednesday Night Net. Your net control station this evening is November 8, Yankee Mike Tango. My name is Jay, and I'm currently located in Gahanna. Meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 megahertz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County Area's business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. We hold an in-person meeting. The next meeting will be held at your ham shack, wherever you may be located, because it won't be in person, and it will be on July 15th at 7:30. Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome and encouraged to check in. When checking in, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically. Please also provide your name. A PL tone of 94.8 hertz is required to access this repeater system. I will take check-ins from any stations having an emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call any warranty. Hearing none is a good thing. All right, at this time, I'll take check-ins from any stations that have Franklin County Area business and or announcements or bulletins for this evening's net. Please call.
KA8RLC, Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Lima Charlie, Cal.
Are you playing the multi-hat thing tonight?
I would assume so.
Alrighty. Got you down there. Alright. We'll now take check-ins using quadrants into the quadrant system. Divided by Interstate 70 and 71. Please call in groups of three or four at a time. We're going to go with Northwest. North of I-70 and west of 71. Northwest, please call.
Kilo Juliet 8 Alpha Mike KG8AM, Kevin.
Kilo Echo 8 Alpha November Whiskey, Brian, KE8ANW.
Well, I know we had some doubles there. I got KJ8AM, KJ8NW, and NAVJF. Try it again if we did not get you. Northwest.
AD8CM, Marcel, Alpha Delta 8, Charlie Mike.
Whiskey 8, Romeo Victor, RV, Ken.
Kilo 6, Hotel, Romeo, Uniform, K6HRU, Bruce.
Alright, 88CM, W8RV, K6HRU. Is that everybody at this time? of the border, southwest.
South of I-70, west of 71, southwest.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey, Romeo, Bob, W-8-R-W-R.
Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey, Quebec, Yankee, KD-8-W-Q-Y, Denny.
November 8, Uniform Tango, India, N-8-U-T-I, Ed.
November 8, Romeo Foxtrot Yankee Calvin.
All right, let's hold here. I think we had a couple more doubles in there as well. Got there, V8RBR, Denny, KD8WQY, N8UTI, Mr. Ed, and Mr. Calvin, N8RFY. Anybody else?
Southwest quadrant.
Please call any YMT.
Kilo Delta 8 Sierra Yankee Tango KD8SYT Lynn.
Kilo Bravo 8 Yankee Victor India KB8YVI Phil.
Kilo Echo 8 Oscar Oscar Sierra KE8OOS Leo.
Kilo Bravo 8 Charlie Mike Whiskey, KB8 CMW Paul.
Alright, got a couple of the usual suspects in there, and one new one I don't recognize, but hey, welcome. KD8SYT, KB8YVI, and looks like maybe a newbie, KE8OOS, and KB8CMW. Anybody else? Southeast quadrant. Alrighty, let's take it up north, northeast, north of I-70, east of 71. Please call.
Kilo Delta 8, Yankee Foxtrot Whiskey, Terry.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Papa, KD8SYT Bob.
KD8 L, November Alpha 8, Lima, Terry.
Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Tango Papa, John.
Yeah, we had a couple more doubles in there again. I got Terry and Bob, SYP, and John, RTP. I only got three there, so come back again if we miss you. Northeast quadrant.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Foxtrot Tango. That's KD8OFT. The name here is Daniel.
Kilo 8, Lima Echo, K8LE, Andy.
NA8L, November Alpha 8, Lima, Terry.
All right, that had a couple there. K8LE and NA8L. KD8OST. I might have skipped over you, Dan. Sorry. I heard you in there. All right. Let's take it. Anybody inside or anybody outside Franklin County? Anybody outside Franklin County? We'll do another round here shortly. Let's go to announcements really quick there. Mr. Cowell, the mic is yours.
Thank you, sir, and good evening to that. This is K8RLC. As Jay said, I'll do my Kevin impersonation first. Next week's net is AB8MW, Mike. The week after that will be our on-air in-person meeting, so that will still be at 7:30 p.m. on this frequency, except the little bit different format. We changed things around just a little bit for that night, but and we'll determine probably I will be net control for that one that evening. And with that, I will now step over to my next job. In the world of events, we have no upcoming events at this point, and we're losing them as we speak. Some of you may have noticed I put on the Facebook page that the Columbus Marathon has gone virtual for this year. So that one is off the schedule. And as things stand right now, we have nothing on the schedule coming up. So unless anyone has any questions with that, I'll give it back to you, Jay. This is K8RLC.
Well, I guess there's some questions, which could be a good thing. Thank you, Cal. Taking care of all that stuff. I know it's been a busy year for events. I know, right? The events that only happen in our mind, unfortunately. Alrighty. Let me do a call out there. Anybody inside or outside Franklin County? Inside or outside Franklin County that would wish in to check in to the Wednesday night Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday night net. Please call.
Yeah, I was so busy writing and listening, I forgot to check in. KD8IIE, Kevin.
KE8HZZ, Kilo, Echo 8, Hotel, Zulu, Zulu, Ken, in Fairfield County.
And now, outsiders finally show up. I got you there, Mr. Kevin, which is currently outside the county. And then HZZ, Zulu, Zulu, we got you. Anybody else, inside or outside of Franklin County? Information or any bulletins, I will double check just again.
KD8RTP. No, there's no classes I know of. Nothing's opened up just yet, so we'll get back to you when there is something. KD8RTP.
All right. Thank you there. RTP, Mr. John, and all that fun stuff. All right, this will be the last call. Last call anybody wishing to check in, inside or outside of Franklin County, anywhere. All right, this is a reminder. If you have not already, please register at Aries Connect or need to sign up for events when there are events, and we will hopefully get back to that. Wednesday night nets or the in-person meeting when it happens. So basically this whole paragraph will eventually happen. Do so at drl.volunteerhub.com IP. There's an address, yeah. The link is also available at our website, franklincountyohioaries.org. Well, it's been a pleasure. With no further business or check-ins, I am now closing this session on the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday night net. Thanks to those who brought announcements and bulletins. Thanks to those who volunteered for public service events, which technically You know, let me bring this up real quick before I close. Does anybody want to make any comments about this past field day? Let me throw that out there. Was there any comments about field day that happened this past weekend?
N8VJF, I'll throw out my field day experience.
Well, sir, Mr. Mark, please the crowd, go ahead and present.
Well, I ran Class 1 Delta, single operator on commercial home power with the my fixed antennas, and just probably made 25 contacts or so between Saturday and Sunday. Saturday band conditions were so-so. A lot of stuff from the Texas, Oklahoma area. And then Sunday, early afternoon, 10 meters was really hopping to the northeast. New York, New Jersey, that area of the country. So, all in all, it was a fun, laid-back field day for me. N8VJF.
K8LE. All right, Mark, well, thanks for your what you did this past weekend, and it sounds like a little bit fun there, so cool. We heard K8LE go ahead and chime in there. Go ahead.
Yes, indeed. I had the pleasure of working field day, mainly on Saturday and some on Sunday morning. We worked strictly CW on my trusty old butternut vertical antenna, and I had 135 contacts. The big band for me was 20 meters, and I had 82 contacts on 20, 43 contacts on 43 on 15 meters, and 7 on 10 meters. And had a lot of fun with it. So I think I'll be doing that again. That's pretty much it from K8LE.
Well, thank you for coming and bringing your foresight to our nest here. And I'm glad you had some fun there. Anybody else like to comment on field day before we completely close this? I figured I'd throw a little topic in there that would line things up a little bit, I think. Anybody else like to comment on field day?
KB8YVI.
All right, YVI, you're up.
Well, we had just finished getting the comm unit completed, and we were trying different states, and we were able to get about 9 states between the two of us. We weren't trying for numbers, just different states, so worked out pretty well. KB8YVI.
Well, that's cool. You wanted to do something, you know, toss up something in the backyard there just to take a little bit of time and actually do some radio work on HF, since I haven't done that in probably 2 or 3 years. Since the last actual field day I get, well, no. The other field that was actually at the county center, so. But anyway, yeah, cool. I think a lot of people did that. I think they just was trying to do it for communications, not necessarily for numbers. But, yeah, as long as everybody's having fun and enjoying what they're doing. And I think it was a fairly okay weather day for it. I think there was a spot of rain here and there. But, anyway, anybody else want to comment on field day? I heard somebody coming over kind of whispering. You can try it again.
Yeah, K-E-A-H-Z-Z.
Zuzu, you got the mic.
Yeah, I operated portable out of my shed, but I was still too close to the house to be considered a Class 1 Bravo, so I was a Class 1 Echo running on battery power with a temporary antenna, a length dipole that I set up out in the yard. And I did fairly well on Saturday. There was actually a couple people here operating. but we were not using the same call. We were just kind of hanging out together and doing our own thing. So I made, I got to operate Saturday for, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours. It didn't do great. It just seemed like there were too many stations on top of each other, and either I couldn't hear them or they couldn't hear me, and it was kind of bad there. I think there was more individual stations on this year than I've ever heard, even though this is only my third field day. So that was interesting trying to fight through that. But Sunday I got about an hour after church to operate on 40 meters, and I made more contacts on 40 meters in that hour than I did the whole day on 20 meters. So I can definitely say 40 was the winner for me. But anyway, that was kind of my experience this year. So we'll turn it back over to Net Control. This is KE8HZZ.
Alrighty, well, thanks for your comment there. And at least you did something. Some people didn't have time to do it, or they just didn't want to. Anyway, last call. Anybody else for field day? And then we're going to shut this down. Anybody else about field day? Alrighty, I think we had a decent one there. Alright, no further business or check-ins. I am now putting this session of the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. I did this before, I know, but thanks to those who brought announcements and bulletins, and thanks to volunteer public service announcements. This is NAYMT, November 8, Yankee Mike Tango, and I am turning the repeater over to normal amateur operations. NAYMT signing clear. Hope everybody has a good evening and a good 4th of July coming up as well. That's going to be an interesting thing, but good 4th of July. Have a good night, everybody. And Cal, for your things, or Kevin, 24 and 22.
Agree, 2422, K8R Elsie.